Newsbreak podcast.
Cheetahs became extinct in India in 1952. They would probably died out before that, but they were basically declared extinct in 1952. And ever since then, the Indian governments, various governments, have tried in various ways to reintroduce the species. It's the only large mammal species that actually has gone extinct in India, you know, in modern times. The subspecies of cheetah that occurred there, Asiatic cheetah, it's very closely related to our Southern African cheetah, but there are currently very few animals left. The only ones alive today are about 12 individuals that occur in the wild in Iran, and that population is critically endangered. The Indian High Court basically gave the green light for the Indian government to go ahead and source the animals and to reintroduce them into India, and that's when we were approached through contacts that we had with other wildlife veterinarians in India. They put us in touch with the Wildlife Institute of India. Basically, then from there, we, through our contacts in South Africa and through the Cheetah Met Population Program, we connected everyone and basically started the planning of the project.
What sort of conservation consequences will this have on India? Because it seems as if restoring cheetah populations is considered a priority there.
Multiple actual potentials here. Some of them have to do with just introducing or maintaining the predator population and predator diversity that you have in that ecosystem. And these predators, because they have different roles in the environment, so the cheetah would have a different role to and a different way of hunting and a different effect on the prey species than you would have, for example, on, you know, that leopards would have. So they play a different role and a key role in the ecosystem. And if you look at the introduction of wolves into the Yellowstone National Park and the dramatic effect that they've had across the landscape there, we're aiming at something similar for the cheetahs. And then the other really important role that they have to play is as a umbrella species for conservation, and particularly of the grasslands in the drier parts of India, which have to some extent been neglected from a conservation point of view.
And we also understand that you will be traveling with the animals to India to ensure their safe travel and arrival. So I'm sure, Professor, this is an opportunity that you are relishing.
Yes, so this would be my third time back to India. I traveled to India with the eight Namibian cheetahs that went over last year. We have myself and also another private veterinarian who has been looking after the cheetahs in quarantine up until now. He's also going to be accompanying me. And then Vincent van der Merwe, who's the coordinator of the Cheetah Met Population Program. So we'll be traveling over to India with the animals and then also staying for a little longer to have some discussions about the post-release monitoring, because that's going to be really, really important. These animals all have satellite tracking collars on them. When they will be released after the quarantine period, into a 5 square kilometer holding sort of camp where they will be hunting for themselves. But once they're established in that area, then we release them out into the Greater Kuno National Park, and that is an open system. So that basically from there, they could actually go anywhere in India. And we don't really want them to travel too far, but we want to be able to very closely monitor them. And so that post-release monitoring is going to be really very important.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.